You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The very bottom of the second column, Bechor Mamzer. Bechor Mamzer. A person has a number of different children, and unfortunately his firstborn child came from an illicit relationship that created a Mamzer. Did that Mamzer have a status of a Bechor? Bechor Mamzer, af shenoilad mechayve krisus, because that's how he paskin in the end, even though Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that chayve lavim, rain toifsin and create Mamzeris, we paskin at the end of the day, could we only paskin ke Rabbi Akiva mechayve rav, velo mechayve rav. And all the other Tanoim, there's a Mishnah in Yevamos that lists all the different opinions of how you create a mamzer, whether it's chayve krisus, chayve misbezdin, or whether it's any lav. So since Rabbi Akiva is the one opinion that says mechayve lavim, we disagree with him, because halachik Rabbi Akiva mechayve ro velo mechayve rav, and therefore if a mamzer is created mechayve krisus, which can be eshes ish, which can be a case of eshes ish, a man goes ahead and fathers a child through a relationship of eshes ish, and then after that gets married properly and has children, the bechor is the mamzer from the eshes ish. Bechor mamzer, av chenola mechayve krisus, even though this child came about through a relationship of chayve krisus, mikol makom hu bechor gomer. Nevertheless, he's 100% the bechor. V'yoyresh pishnayim, he gets double. Vayein b'Rambam perek beis nachlas halacha yud gimel. And this, the Rambam brings this down. It's interesting how the Rambam brings it down. We'll see. Shehu me pasuk, right? Bechor min hasnua. Afal pi shesnua b'nesueha. Vayein sham belechem mishna makshehik she'alzeh. Aval adin din emes. Even though the Lechem Mishnah doesn't like the Rambam's mocker, this is the din. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And does it say here we're in Shulchan Aruch? No. Aval hadin din emes kimavur perikets ad nivomis chav bezim bez. So it's interesting that the Rambam brings this pasuk. The pasuk in Kitzetze. I don't know the exact words in the pasuk. It says, ki siena l'ishnei noshim achas l'huva v'achas snua, correct?
Yeah.
Right? V'haya habor, v'haya habachor, v'haya ben habachor l'snua, lo yivakir, right? Lo yuchal l'vakir. You're not allowed to change the bechora and give it to the ben ahuva versus the ben snua, if the ben snua is born first. So the Gemara never brings that pasuk in conjunction. I hate to use the word never, but Lechem Mishnah says it, and if you look in the sugya there, it does not bring it. The Gemara does not bring this pasuk in conjunction or in connection with a ben mamzer being a bechor. Rather, the Gemara, interestingly enough, uses that pasuk as a proof against Rabbi Akiva. How? There's all those tanoim I mentioned. One says a mamzer is only chayve krisus. Another says mamzer is only chayve misses bezdin. Rabbi Akiva says even chayve lavim. So they say no, it can't be like Rabbi Akiva chayve lavim. Why? Because the pasuk says v'ki siyera li'ishtei nashim. There's havaya, meaning a man marries two women, and there is a good kedushin with those two women, and one is achas ahuva v'achas snua. So the Gemara says v'ki yesh ahuva v'snua lifnei hamakom. How could there objectively be someone who's hated and someone who's loved? Which is a very strange limud, because it means concerning the husband, right? But nevertheless, the Gemara is Dairish. She's snua benisueha. She is considered to be hated by the Torah based on the fact that her marriage is an illicit or prohibited marriage. So the Mandiyomer there says, you see that even though it's a nisueha snua, even though it's a prohibited marriage, i.e., chayve lavim, it still says ki siena leish shtei nashim. There is still a marriage. So that pasuk is brought, but it's brought not to show that the offspring has a halacha of a bechor, but rather to show that the marriage with a snua b'nisueha, and marriage with a woman who is usher to you, is considered to be a good marriage.
You don't have the pasuk as a makor. It's written in the word. It's pasuk shot. It's the words of the pasuk. Yeah, it can't not be a makor.
What do you mean?
He lo yuchal avaker, you know, but he has to losses lo pishnayim. I mean, it's not like we're learning out of drasha or.
Okay, so you're going to say something, but it's interesting like that. Because two things, two problems. Problem number one is where the Gemara is darish it. The Gemara is darish that pasuk. Lech HaMishnah has two problems. Problem number one is when the Gemara is darish the pasuk. The Gemara learns snua and ahuva is snua benesueha. That it's any type of forbidden relationship, correct? So any type of forbidden relationship is even chayve lavim. So therefore, it means a child from chayve lavim gets the bechor, correct? But it's no proof that a child mechayve krisis gets the bechor. And a mom says mechayve krisis. So that's the big problem the Lech HaMishnah has with this pasuk. That even if you're going to tell me it's snua, is snua benesueha, it's referring to chayve lavim. And therefore, it's referring to chayve lavim like the Gemara says.
Only chayve lavim. It's not referring at all to chayve krisis because kedushin is not typhus.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's the Lech HaMishnah's problem. How can you bring a raya from that pasuk that you're going to tell me that pasuk is talking about even a mamzer, mechayve krisis is considered to be a bechor? The Gemara is darish that pasuk is talking about any forbidden marriage, even if the kedushin is typhus. That's the Lech HaMishnah's problem. Problem number one. Problem number two is the Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Beis that he quotes here goes in a little different direction. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah in Yevamos Chaf Beis Amud Aleph says like this. Ach mikol makom chayev lizokek liyibum. If you have a brother through any means, that brother is chayev in yibum. Then the Gemara says, yeshlo ben mikol makom. You have a son through any means, that son through any means is part of you from Yibum, if a person passes away. That child through any means is considered to be a child. The Gemara asks immediately, the Mishnah does not explain, but the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Beis Manalf asks, what does that mean, Mikol Makom, my Mikol Makom? So it says, Afilu Mamzer. Meaning the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Mamzer. Meaning if you have a brother that's a Mamzer, meaning that the halacha of Yibum is learned by Achim min Av, right? From Bnei Yaakov. There's a famous Gzeira Shava throughout Yivamas, Achva Achva. It says, Ki Yeshva Achim Yachtav, by what? By Yibum. And the Achim is used classically by Bnei Yaakov. Ma Bnei Yaakov or Achim min Av, any case of Achim min Av is Chayv and Yibum. So the Gemara says, I might have thought Achva Achva, just like the brothers in the case of Yaakov are Ksherim and Napsulim, also the brothers, Gabe Yibum, must be Ksherim and Napsulim. Therefore, I need a special Chiddush in the Torah to tell me what? To tell me that even if you have a brother that's a Mamzer, that brother who is a Mamzer is Miyabe. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says that a ben mikol makom, any person who has a son, mikol makom, again, the Gemara says, what's mikol makom? Even a child that's a mamzer, if he passes away, that mamzer is enough to pater his wife from Yibum. So if a man had a relationship again with an Eishes Ish, then married a woman, had no children with that woman, and passes away, there is no chiyuv Yibum on the wife because he has a previous child who's a mamzer. That's the Gemara. And then the Mishnah says two things. Harehu ach l'chol dover, harehu ben l'chol dover. So the Gemara says, harehu ach l'chol dover, la'asuyei mai. So the Gemara says, la'asuyei l'yorshav u'letamela. The Chiddush by an ach, that's a mamzer, is ach l'chol dover. Meaning, interesting enough, you could think possibly he is a brother and has a chiv yibum, but nevertheless, he is not matamei, and he's not Yoresh.
What do you mean, Tari? If he's a Kohen?
Yeah, like a Parshas Emor, like that's we read yesterday.
Yes, I was going to say.
We read Emor yesterday. So the Gemara says, why would you think he's not Matame? Why would you think he's not Matame? Why would you think he's not matame? He's his brother. The Gemara says pshita. He's matame. So the Gemara says no. The pasuk says ki im l'shero hakoro velov, and Amar Mar shero zu ishto, that a wife is a man is matame to his wife. A man kohen, the Zion Krovim includes she'ero because a wife is not listed explicitly in the pasuk. She'ero zu ishto. Then there's another pasuk says baal ba'amav lo yitame. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Is a husband matame to a wife or not? So the Gemara has an interesting drasha. Be'ishto k'shera, if a man married his wife properly, then even though he's a kohen, he can be matamehar. But if a man married his wife improperly, so for instance, if a kohen married a grusha and she passes away, he would not allow to be matame to her. So since there is this halacha that only ishto k'shera you're matame to, and not ishto psula, Gemara says, I might have thought by an ach also, that only an ach that comes about through kashrus and not through mamzeris is matame to you. Talmud lomar ach l'chol davar. Then the Gemara says, how about a son? What would I have thought by a son? So the Gemara says, there's also a havmina achva achva. If you look at all the brothers of Yaakov, they were all ksherim. So I might think only if I have sons that are ksherim, would I say that that potters me from yibum. But if I have sons that are psulim, it might not potter me from yibum. Talmud loimar ein lo ben. It's only if ein lo ben. Ayein alav. Check to see if there's any remnant, any son at all. Any son at all will potter you from yibum. So the Gemara seems to say the limud that you learn that a mamzer patters you from Yibum, and a mamzer is considered to be ben l'chol dover, is ayin alav. So the two problems with the Rambam. Like the Minchas Chinuch says, it's a Gemara Yevam Eschof Beis Amid Beis. Where the Gemara learns a mamzer is a ben mikol makom, from what? From the limud of ayin alav. So if it's ayin alav, why is the Rambam bringing ben asnua or ben ahuva? Second problem the Lechem Mishnah has is, why in the world was the Rambam bring the Pasuk Ben Ahuva Ben Snua? That Pasuk was brought in the Gemara to teach me even Chai Ve Lav Mar Typhus. Meaning the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk according to the Gemara is that Pasuk is talking about Chai Ve Lavim, not Chai Ve Krisis that create Mamzeris. So the most I would learn from that Pasuk, the Lechem Mishnah says, is that Chai Ve Isser, Chai Ve Lavim have children. If you have children through Chai Ve Lavim, they are your children. But how would I learn from that pasuk? Chayvei krisus are also your children.
Maybe the Rambam's going la'alocha. They would pass on the kribativa.
We don't pass on the kribativa. What?
We don't pass on the kribativa. So la'alocha, it's a good limit from the pasuk ben asnua, because all I need is...
No, if you pass on la'alocha, not like kribativa, that means that pasuk is a marker that chayvei lavim or toifis. So therefore, that pasuk is talking about chayvei lavim, not chayvei krisus, correct?
Yeah.
So that's the Lechem Mishnah's problem. By the way, it's interesting that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha and also brings the pasuk. It's interesting. I don't know how often Shulchan Aruch brings a pasuk, but the Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to bring this pasuk. So there's a sma on this. And the sma does not raise the problem of what? The sma does not raise the problem of the Lechem Mishnah. But the sma kind of complicates the situation. This is the sma. The sma on that on the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mamzer yore, mamzer bechor, right? Ben mamzer is a din bechor, shenemar, ahuvad snua, correct? So the sma says, "Vezel loshen ir shushan." The ir shushan says that we learn out from this pasuk of Snua and Ahuva, that Yer Shushan says that any Isser, any Chai Ve'lavma, any Isser Chasnas, the child is a valid child. So the Sma does not like that. Because the Sma says, if you look at the end of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is also the end of the Lashon of the Rambam, both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say like this. V'im Yeshlo ben Mamzer Hareza Bechor V'noitel Pishnayim. The ein tzorich loymar, the Rambam ends off, and the Shulchan Aruch repeats this lashon. The ein tzorich loymar ben grusha or ben chalutza. So the Rambam ends off, and you don't have to tell me Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Meaning, once I know a mamzer who's chai v'krisis, ain't tzorech lomar Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So the Sma says, you see from the fact that Shulchan Aruch ends off, the ain't tzorech lomar, that when he brings the limud of Snua and Ahuva, it's dafka to teach me chai v'krisis. Because if Snua and Ahuva are not dafka teaching me chai v'krisis, what's the point of ending off the ain't tzorech lomar Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? The ain tzorech lomar means not only do I learn from the pasuk chai v'krisis, but once I've learned chai v'krisis, ain tzorech lomar that an iser lav. So that adds a bit of a problem, the way the Sma seems to be learning Parshat Pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are dafka telling you, don't think Ahuva and Snua are just talking about regular chai v'lav. They're not. They're talking about chai v'krisis. Therefore, v'ain tzorech lomar. How much more so I do not need to go ahead and list and say chai v'lav in Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So you still have the interesting problem of the Lecha Mishnah, which is not only that the Gemara brings the Pasuk Ayena Lav, but the very fact that the Gemara seems to say that Pasuk is not talking about chai v'krisus. That Pasuk is dafka talking about chai v'lav. Anyway, as it may be, the halacha is that a mamzer, at the end of the day, has a total din of a ben l'chol dover. He is a ben for every halacha. The Gemara even says he's a ben for to be makalel and to be makeh. And the Gemara says, how can you be a ben to be makalel? I don't understand. Makalel is only iser v'nasi ba'amecha lo so'ar. Ba'osei ma'aseh amcha. You've got a father that created a mamzer.
He did tshuva with that.
Oh, so the Gemara says, ba'aseh tshuva. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, the famous Mishnah in Chagiga, Mu'uva shalo yuchol liskain. What's that? Someone who has a mamzer. So Gemara says, you're right. The mamzer's walking around. You can't do anything about that. But nevertheless, the guy did tshuva. Nevertheless, the guy did tshuva. That's the Gemara. He's a ben l'chol dover. It's very interesting. If you look at Taisus, Chof Bezim and Bez there, second Taisus, big Taisus. Taisus seems to say, I don't really need Ayin Alav. That Ayin Alav is not a real drasha, Taisus says. Why? Because the Gemara seems to say a dover pasha, it's your son. Meaning a biological son, there'd be no havmin, he's not your son. The Gemara actually says it. The Gemara says, right, that ach mamzer is chayv and yibum. And a ben mamzer patas you from yibum. The Gemara says, pshita. Then the Gemara says, I might have thought achva from Bnei Yaakov, right? That Bnei Yaakov are ksherim, only ksherim. Or I might have learned from the halacha of she'ero, that only ishto ksher, not ishto psula. So Tosfos seems to say ayena love is not a real drasha, because meikar hadin it's a dover pashut that a biological son is your son. Period. Just you might have had some strange havamina based on some other halachas. So maybe the Rambam is similar to Tosfos number one, that ayena love is not a real drasha, meaning it's a svar, it's a dover pashut that a son, biological son, is your son. Period.
But it's still not, it still can't be learned that it is possible, because the Gemara says sub mina bayah.
Yeah. That's the Lecha Mishnah's other problem, right? And the bigger problem is what the Sma points out. That if you want to say that for some reason the Rambam says that is not the final drasha of the Pasuk, and the final drasha of the Pasuk is talking about Chai v'krisis, then why would the Rambam say Bechor Mamzer based on this Pasuk, Ve'enot Tzorich Loimar? Right, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. As if to say, Chai v'krisis I learned out, and how much more so, Chai v'lavim. That's the smaz, with the smell of. Okay, let's continue. So this halacha that... Okay, Mishi Yeshlo Bechor Tumtum Ven Drogonos, correct? A person gives birth to a Bechor, firstborn. That firstborn is a Tumtum Ven Drogonos, right? So Kfar Kasavnu La'el, right, Os Aleph, right, we learned at the very beginning, if you recall, De B'makom Ben Eno Yorshin Klal, Afilu Chela Kapashtus. Forget the fact that he's a Bechor. This Tumtum androgynous that's born first, and then there's a male that then subsequently is born after him, he has absolutely no Chelek Yerusha. Forget Bechor. He's got no Chelek Yerusha. Why? Because we said, like, Ein Sofek Motsumi Devadai. That boy that is born after him, for sure, is a Yorish. And this Tumtum stands in Sofek. Now, just to review one second, one of the nice, very nice tidbits we learned is there was a machlokes by Abbas, if you recall. Tumtum in Ben is a Dover Pashut. The Rambam, Paskins, Tumtum in Ben is a Dover Pashut. That the Tumtum is Ein Lo Klal B'makom Ben. Because the Ben is a Vadai and the Tumtum is a Sofer. Remember we had the halach of a Tumtum and a Bas. Remember that? The Rambam said by a Tumtum and a Bas that the worst a Tumtum could be is what is a Bas. So the worst that Tumtum could be is to share with the Bas. Therefore, they will split the Yerusha, a Tumtum and a Bas. The Tur has a different halacha. The Tur says that if there's a Tumtum and a Bas, the Tumtum will get three quarters and the Bas will get one quarter. And we likened it to the case of what? Shneimochus and Betalus, right? Zeomer Kula Shali Vezeomer Chetzi Shali. That there's a person that for sure has what? Half. Because the guy says Chetzi Shali, he's moded to the other half. Therefore, they're only arguing on the remaining half and they split it. So that seems to be the way, if you recall, that the Torah understands Tumtum and Bas. But nevertheless, with Tumtum and Ben, he is totally shut out. Period. Now, there's an interesting halacha. Let's say you later tear, this child is born a Tumtum. So he gets nothing but Makom Ben. Let's say he later has the Tumtum operation, and you find that underneath the covered skin, he has the Simone Zohar. What happens now? So let's say, Rakan Benola Tumtum, Va'achakach Nikra. What happens if he's not a Tumtum? At the time of his birth, he's a Tumtum. The Achkach, and only afterwards, Nikra. He has the operation of Nimtza Zohar. Right? Vahu Yoresh. He then becomes a Yoresh. The question is, can he then become a Bechor? Meaning, he's the firstborn, correct? And he's a Tumtum, and then he has a son afterwards. So if he never has the operation and the father dies, you've got, it's never been revealed what he is. Therefore, he's a Suffolk Zohar versus a Vade Zohar. He gets shut out. But let's say he has the operation sometime after his birth, before the father dies. Could you say that since he's born first, and it's revealed that he's a Zohar, that he now becomes the Bechor? No, because it's Xerus.
Yakir.
What?
Yakir.
Well, there is a limit, but it's not from Yakir. Okay. Umikoma kom Xerus HaKosov. The ain lo chelek b'chayra. Shenemar v'haya. It says v'haya ha-b'chor ben asnur, correct? In the parasha of Pishnayim. V'haya. V'haya means shiye ben mishas havaya. He has to be a ben at the time of birth. If he's not a ben at the time of birth, then he loses out on the chelek b'chayra.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
No, I don't think there's a svara. I think it's a limud. The limud is that somebody is only a b'chor if at the time that he's born, it's obvious that he's a b'chor. There's a certain status of a b'chor. I don't think
it's... The limit is that it has to be obvious that it was a b'chor.
Right.
Not that it was a ben. It was a ben. We just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought it means comes from Yakir, because you have to be able to know it.
So let me tell you another interesting drasha that's similar. At the beginning of Tazri, it says, Isha ki Tazriel v'yolda Zohar, correct? And then later it says, right, what's the Lashon by Shmonas Yomim? What's the Lashon of Pasuk? It says, ki Tazriel v'yolda Zohar, correct? Right, then it says, what? B'yom HaShmini yimol b'sar l'asah, correct? So the Gemara in Bava Basra, I think Kufchav Gimel, Kufchav Beis learns that a child that is born a Tumtum, correct, and Znikra before the 8th day, he's born, they do the operation right away, he's a Zohar, his 8th day is not Doicha Shabbos. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Isha Ki Tazriel V'yolda Zohar. He has to be born a Zohar. Mm-hmm. And only if he's born a Zohar, do I say B'yam HaShmini Yimol B'sar HaLasov? Similarly, meaning that even though he's found to be a Zohar, even right away before the 8th day, there's a din in the Leida. Only if the Leida is Zohar, is Shmini Doicha Shabbos.
Well, I mean, why can't you learn that what the Limud is telling you is that when someone is born as a Tumtum, he's not halachically a Zohar yet. He only becomes a Zohar when it's Nikra. It's not that he was always a ben, but only now we know it. And that's the lima, that we have to know it in the beginning. I think it's more sabra to say what the Torah is telling you is there's various categories of people born. There's Zohar, there's Ben, there's Bas, there's Tumtum, there's Regulus. And top, you can go from Tumtum to Zohar at a certain point. When
well, what happens if the
and
father
you
are the
Zohar for those first few days?
What happens
you
if the father dies before he has the operation?
If the father dies before he has the operation?
Yeah.
You think the Saber say the Torah is telling you that you need it, that it'd be obvious at that point? Until then you aren't a din Zohar? So strange.
Well, that goes against the logic that he wasn't a Zohar. We know he was a Zohar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
okay, so that
the Torah can tell you. There's a Zohar. That's a bigger Chiddush to say he's not a Zohar.
Alright.
Okay, let's see. We come on comments. Exerts a question, right?
The baby.
The ain lo chelik b'chayra, shenemar. Correct. He has no chelik b'chayra, because chelik b'chayra it has to be v'haya. He has to be at the time of havaya, the time that he's born. He has to be correct. The b'chor. She had ben mishas havaya. Correct.
It doesn't say shenida shehu ben mishas havaya. That's considered a ben. All right.
So the question, what's his status? He doesn't have a din b'chor, but he is Yorish now. He does have a din Yerusha. Meaning it's only the din b'chor that I need, Mishas Havaya, but me din that he's a Zohar and a Parshat, he still is Yorish. But there's something about his Yerusha that's a bit different. And we'll see. And when I first learned this, I misunderstood it, so let's go through it. Shilo ben Mishas Havaya, correct?
Well, you have a choice.
Afilu Nikra. What? Go ahead, yes.
Sir. You have a choice. He's either a Zohar or a Keva. This is the only choice. There's no third choice, right? That's what's going on in the world today, right? So what are you going to tell me he was a girl before?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Also, I don't understand. I don't feel a need to make a different limud other than what the limud is. The limit is, he has to be a Bechor, right?
No, he's right, because if the father dies and he's still a Tumtum, he gets he's a separate Zohar Zohar Kev. He's not a separate category of Tumtum. Right.
Okay. Yeah, in that case, correct. That's true.
Okay, Afilu Nikra, this is what happens, B'chai Aviv. Even if he has this operation while his father is still alive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin de lo haya ben b'shas ha'leida. Even though before the Shas Yerusha, it's revealed that he is a Zohar. Interesting. You might think it all depends on Shas Yerusha. The halacha is it has to be Shas Haleda. V'chein tumtum shenikra v'haya Zohar u'pashut. Eino mamalei t'chelek ha'bechor. So this is interesting. The Rambam gives an example of like this. There are two brothers in a tumtum. Correct? So the halacha is, the Rambam brings down, based on the Gemara, that even though he is Yoresh, this Tumtum, he can't have a din b'chor, but he does have a din, at least of a Pashut. But he is not cheshbind into the chelek b'chor. Meaning, I have two sons. I have a b'chor, a Pashut, and a Tumtum. And let's say I have $600 to be Yoresh. Because that's the case he's going to give here, $600. So the tumtum is not mamait chelak habachora. So this is what I thought it meant. I initially thought it meant like this. That when it comes to figuring out pishnayim, I ignore the tumtum. So if that's the case, what would I say? 600 divided by, there's a bachora, a pashut, and a tumtum. Let's ignore the tumtum. How would I divide it
divided
if there was just...
three. Divided by three. And
so for bachora purposes, you add one.
Right. So therefore, I would divide, if I only had two sons, because I'm ignoring the tumtum, I have two sons, bachora, pashut, and I add, I get three. I get 200 chelek. Therefore, the bachora gets 400, and the other son gets 200. So if I'm now not... I'm saying the tumtum is not my mic, the chelek bachora. I would think that what? The bachora gets 400, and the remaining 200 are now divided between the tumtum
right.
and the pashut.
Right.
That's what I thought it means.
Right.
But that's not what it means.
No.
Very interesting what it means. And the Shulchan Aruch also says the same halacha, but instead of two sons in a tumtum, for some reason the Shulchan Aruch brings three sons in a tumtum. So let's see, v'chein tumtum shenikra v'haya zachar u'pashut. Again, there's a zachar u'pashut, and there's a tumtum. The halacha is, he's nama ma'ay techelek b'chera. Now, I thought it meant 400 and take the rest, and divide it 100. Let's say, enema ma'ay techelek b'chera. So the Rambam says, ketzad. He sets up the case. What's the case the Rambam sets up? Kagon sheyesh b'chor u'pashut. Again, two sons that are fully Zohar, a Bechor and a Pashut. And in this case, the Tumtum is not the Bechor, but he's the third son, right? The Tumtum Shinikra Hanikra Vahu Zohar. Vinisharu Shishamonim. There's $600 left over for the purpose of illustration. Ilu Hayazah Hanikra Kedin Zohar. Rakedin Zachar uParshut, Hayu Cholkin, Hamanos or Hamaos. Hamaos Arba Chalakim. If there were three straight sons, then I would divide the four ways, and everyone would get 150. Correct? Kol Chelak Kuf Nun Zehuvin. So if this tumtum was considered to be a regular Parshut, it'd be 150 times four. And it'd be 300, 150, and 150, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Again, I thought that if the Tumtum was not Notochelet Bechora, I thought it would be 300, 150, 150, no? No, it would be 400, 100, 100. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. The case is, V'hayinotah Bechor Sholosh Meo Zohuv. V'achshav Shu Gzeres HaKosuv. And now that there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that was the same Gzeres HaKosuv. That I don't consider this tumtum to be a factor in determining the pishnayim. Meaning, not only is the Gzeres HaKosuv telling me a tumtum cannot have a status of a bechor, but the tumtum cannot affect the chelek bechora. Kevan delo nolad zachar vaday eino nismayit chelek habechora. Correct? Noitel shnei meos zahuv kechelek habechora. Not like I thought that he takes the Chelek HaBechaira 300, correct? But rather, how do you view the Chelek HaBechaira? You say every Chelek is 200, right? Because what's the case here? The case is two sons, correct, with a tumtum. So if I ignore the tumtum, I start with the two sons, and I divide it into three. So the Chelek HaBechaira, meaning every Chelek is 200. Every portion is 200. So instead of taking 400 like I thought you do, it means you take the extra chelek that the Bechor gets, which is 200, and I skim the 200 off the top. Meaning the chelek Bechor is not the full 400 pishnayim, but the chelek Bechor is the extra portion.
You are learning that you ignore the tumtum totally, like he's not born.
Correct.
But what he's saying is you only ignore the tumtum.
Only the Gabi Bechor. So it gets to 200, and the rest of it is...
So let's see. No tell, shnei meos. He gets 200 off the top, correct?
Right.
Meaning his chelek b'chora is not affected by the tumtum. I'm going to view it as if there were only two sons and three portions, and his extra portion of b'chor would be 200. We skim that off the top. No tell, shnei meos zahov kechelek habechora kiilu eino.
Like the tumtum doesn't exist,
right? Yeah. Right. Which is interesting because the tumtum really didn't exist. He would get 400, no?
Right. No, but we're focusing on just on the
Chelek HaBechor. Yeah, I know.
Come back to Chelek HaPashut.
Yeah, I know, I know.
If the Tumtum doesn't exist, his Chelek HaBechor would be 200. That we give
him. Right. Zohov, right. Chelek HaBechor. Ki'ilu eino, correct. Ki'ilu eino. V'nishar, now, after you give him 200 off the top, I now have 400. And now I'm going to divide the 400 amongst the three sons, including the Bechor. Right. Because the Bechor took his extra chelek off the top 200. Now I have 400 to split amongst all three sons, each one getting one chelek pashut. So how much is that?
33.
Now we go ahead and divide the remaining 400 divided by 3. 133.333, correct? No tell ha Bechor veha pashut, correct? Vetumtum, all everyone gets kol echot chelko. They now divide the remaining evenly. Hayom kol echad mana ushlish. Correct? V'yesh Biyad HaBechor. Therefore, the Bechor totally gets not the 400 I originally thought, but rather he only gets 333.33, right? Dehu Gzeres HaKosuf. Correct. It is a Gzeres HaKosuf. Right, the Gzeres HaKosuf. The what? The Neged Chilek HaBechora. Chashvin and Lutumtum. Shinikra Ki'ilu Eino. Vechain. Vechena Uber. I'm not sure what he's saying about Uber. Vechena Uber. Va'afilu nolad li'acher misa. Eino. Look at Misa's Ovid. Eino mema'eit.
Oh, same halacha by an Uber who's born.
Chelek v'chorin. Vug zeres hakasav. Ayin barambam. Per beis halacha.
Well, Irish,
halacha hey, betushchanav shemreishai and zayin, right? Sif hey. Okay. So this halacha is also brought in Shulchan Aruch. For some reason, instead of two sons in a tumtum, the Shulchan Aruch says there are three sons in a tumtum, and therefore he divides it by four initially, and he skims off the top. Instead of one third being skimmed off the top, like we have here, we have one quarter being skimmed off the top in Shulchan Aruch.
The bottom line is the Bechor gets 333 instead of 300.
Correct.
So he's gaining by eliminating the tumtum from the equation.
Right. So this is the din Bechor. It's the same din by tumtum. Meaning, this din of tumtum is that if a tumtum is born, even though he's nikra right away, doesn't matter. B'shas leida, if he doesn't have a din zocher, he does not have any relationship to the din Bechor. Whether it be him being the Bechor, or whether it be him affecting the Chelek Bechor.
The more common case would be the Uber. This is an Uber who was born before after his father died.
Right.
And he is Neutel. He does take his share, but he doesn't affect the Bechor.
So an Uber is Yerush, then we go before an Uber is not Yerush? I thought.
The question is an Uber Yerush while he's still an Uber? This Uber is around, and then he's born afterwards.
He's actually born, so he's Yerush.
Okay, so this is the special Gzeres HaKosuf. Ve'im holid b'chor, this is interesting, classical, minchas chinuch, ve'im holid b'chor mi'chetz ha'shifa v'chetz ha'baschoirin. A man goes ahead and fathers a child with a chetz ha'shifa v'chetz ha'baschoirin, correct? Didn't realize what trouble he's getting into. Right? De'chelek ha'ben choirin hu b'no. Meaning, interesting like this, a man has a relationship, a regular Yisrael has a relationship with a chatzi shifra chatzi baschairin. She gives birth to a son. That son is miyuchas achareha. Correct? Because we learned that there is no yichus to the husband vis-a-vis a shifra. However, the baschairin side is miyuchas after him. We learned last time, if you recall, that everyone agrees, even though by an Akum, remember that Gemara we learned last time? By Rabbi Yochanan, Hayabanim Begeyuso, correct? Then Vinizgair, that Ein Din Bechor Lenachla. Because the child you had as a guy with a Gaya, that the guy had with the Gaya, is considered to be Miyuchas Acharov. But the Gemara says, Kule Alma Maida, and both the Ram and Shulchan Aruch bring this down, that if a Jew had a child with a shivcha or a nachris, that child has absolutely no yichus to him. So therefore, with a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschairin, he goes ahead and has a child. The chatzi shivcha side, there's no yichus. But the chatzi baschairin that is born to him and her is miyuchas acharav. So would you say that if that's the firstborn, that chatzi ben chor inside of the child, that's miyuchas achar Yisrael, gets a chelek b'chor?
That's a half a chelek b'chor.
So this is what he says. This is his chiddush that he said earlier. If you recall, we had this. The chelek ha-ben chorin hu b'no. That chelek ben chorin is his son. Nira dehu b'chor v'noitol pishnayim. Remember? Uma likula opalga. Because he had this svara that he said earlier. Mali kula mali palga. Whether he's half a Bechor or a full Bechor, it shouldn't make a difference. So I don't know the halacha. But what I was thinking, do we say this mali kula mali palga? Would you say this in any case of this son? Meaning, would you say now this guy goes ahead and gets married and has a wife and dies and he has no child with this wife? Would you say that that chatzi chelek ben chayrim patters him from yibum? No, this svar of mali kula mali palga, is that a special din by Yerusha? Or is it a din that a half a son is a full son? What?
If they have a pasuk ayinol, maybe ayinol is a reading, they're fine, even there's like a, anything.
Okay, but that's not the Gemara. The Gemara's not Dorit.
You asked the child.
So I'm just, but what I'm asking, this is for a mali kula mali palga. Is that a sfora that a half a son is a son, or is it a special sfora by Yerusha that you can't make him half a Yerush Pishnayim? I don't know. In other words, no, it's the Nafkamin is by Yibum.
I think the easier case is that he patters Yibum.
You think so?
Yeah.
Meaning, because like Rabbi Reisman says, as long as there's some descent.
Yerusha is a bigger chiddush than me.
For the other kids,
it's a big chiddush.
It's
a big chiddush. What?
For the other kids, it's a big chiddush. Bain Ein Lod, says. Bain Ein Lod. So you're making the same
drush of the Rav, mate. Ayin Olav, okay. No, Ayin Olav, yeah.
No, the Gemara says, Ayin Olav, a mamzer, even a mamzer. So now I'm going to say, even a half a guy. Even a half guy. Okay. Very interesting. So you had this idea of a no topishnayim, because why? Go mali kula opalga. He has this idea. Commotion is bar le'el, ois alef. This is what he said at the very beginning, if you recall. Gabi Yerusha. Vegamim holid bas. Mechetzi shifra v'chetzi bascher. Let's say he has a daughter from that chetzi shifra chetzi bascher. Ben Yisraelis. Then he gets married to a Jewish Yisraelis and has a child. Do you say that that daughter who has a chatzi bascher inside to her and meyuchos after the Israel destroys Rashi's ono? Correct. Bevada eno b'chor. Correct.
Right.
Ki habas bito he mitzad chelak haben chori. So I would say this side, to me, more indicates the halach of Yibum, correct? Because here he's saying that this is a child, l'chol davar, to destroy the ability for any other child afterwards to be a bechor, means that that first child has a full status as a child.
Right.
And I would think that this means that by Yibum also, this chatzi ben chorin would pater him from Yibum, right?
Right.
Kach nira pashut. Interesting. This thing is pashut. Could you argue on this?
Doesn't the bas work? Doesn't the bas work because she's destroying the rishis ono?
Yeah.
So you would say like this, a sfora like this. When you're done with nachala, I would take into effect any type of lineage, right, even though it's a partial lineage, because it takes away rishis ono.
Right.
But Lagabe Yibum, I might say it's not considered to be a full ben or bas. I don't know, I'm not sure. That's my question. My question is this a din Yerusha, this Mali Palga Mali Kula? Was a general din that if you have a child, you can't have half a child? Kach Nira Pasha, he thinks this is Pasha. Vechetzia Eved, Vechetzia Ben Chayrin. Okay, now the other way around. Not that the female is a Chatzia Shiv, Vechatz Ben Chayrin, but the male is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, which is a big sugya in Gittin Mem Gimel, a big sugya of whether this tfizas kedushin by a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin gives kedushin to a Yisraelis. Is there tfizas kedushin? So the Gemara has a long discussion there. And what about this? Kach nira pashut. The chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin shahoylid mi Yisraelis, the man is a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin, and he goes ahead and what has a child with Yisraelis, the havile sofek kedushin. The Gemara there says I'm not sure whether there is tefisas kedushin.
The sofek tefisas kedushin. What do you need tefisas kedushin?
The Gemara wants to know: is there tefisas kedushin?
Okay,
Gemara
it's a separate child, but it has nothing to do with it.
Well, it seems the two might be tied. Meaning, yeah, the Gemara seems to tie the two together.
Right.
If there is Tfisus Kedushin, then the child's Miyuchas Acharav. If there isn't Tfisus Kedushin, the child's not Miyuchas Acharav. The Gemara seems to tie the two together.
No, you don't need Kiddushin altogether.
That's correct. Kachnir or Pashat, the Chetzi Eved, the Chetzi Ben Chorin, Sheholed Misraelis, the Havile Sufik Kiddushin, the Sufik Im HaBen Misyaches Acharav. Misyaches Acharav. Kimavur begin Mem Gimel. It's a famous sugi there. Eino Benoli Yorsho Klau. That's not his son. Kimavur Shom. The Gemara seems to say that it's definitely not a Yorish. Kimavur Shom begin. Ve'im Nishtachrer. And then afterwards, if he goes ahead and gets freedom on his Chelek, Avdus Chelek, right? Avdus Ve'im Nishtachrer Vaholid Ben Mi Yisraelis. Haben Hanolad, who's Suffolk Bechor, correct? Because I'm not sure whether the first child has a din what? Has a din yichus. Machmas Harishon. Ve'ein tzorech lefaresh ki kal lehovin. Okay.
So it's not, regarding Yerusha, it's not a Suffolk if he's Yerush, it's Vade if not Yerush, but regarding whether he's Mesiachus of the Suffolk. He says that in this case, Chetiyavin of Bechorin, Sheldon Israelis, it's a Suffolk edition. So I understand, so the Suffolk was a Siachus after him, so that's going to pertain to whether the next child is a Bechor. But he seems to say that regarding Yerusha, in Gittin's Bechor, that he's not Yerush at all. It's not a Suffolk whether he's Yerush, it's a Bada, he's not Yerush. Then you see a divide between Yerusha and Bechorish.
The fact that Yerusha's on an aspect, but not the Yerusha aspect.
I'm going to try to look at the sugya there again. I have to go over the sugya there, okay?
Does the Gemara give a reason, by the way, why when it's the man who's a suffer, it was a chatzi of a chatzi mechorin, it's a suffer with a petition of status, but when it's the woman who's a chatzi, shef a chatzi Israelis, then it's status?
The Gemara works on whether there's a din of chatzi isha, meaning, ki yikach ish isha, the Gemara wants to know, do you need it? How about a chatzi ish? So the Gemara wants to know, maybe even a chatzi ish. But the Gemara says, by a woman, ki yikach ish isha, it's isha velo chatzi isha. That's the Gemara's limit over there. Mm-hmm. You have to look at the Gemara. The Gemara, it's a complicated Gemara. I have to look for it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.